The title of this message is Noah's Ark, the Flood, and the Rainbow. It is taken from Genesis chapter 6, verse 17 to 22, which reads, I'm going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has the breath of life in it. Everything on earth will perish, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. Two of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and for them. Noah did everything just as God commanded him. During the time of Noah, God saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of his heart was continually evil. God was sorry that he had created humanity and decided to destroy mankind, all the birds, all the cattle, and every beast of the earth by a flood. Noah, however, was a righteous man, and he and his family found grace with God. He was directed by the Lord to make an ark in which he and his family and a number of birds and animals would not be drowned by the flood. God's decision to bring a flood upon the earth was deeply influenced by the reality of evil that he saw carried out by the human race. The evil and violence of the human race extended to the beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. These too were corrupt before God and would also be destroyed by God, sending flood waters on the earth. The only flesh that were to be saved were those determined by God to be inside the ark. There are two main reasons why God brought the flood waters on the earth, followed by the rainbow, which he placed in the clouds to remind him not to destroy the earth in the same way again. Firstly, the involvement in evil activity. The fact that God was sorry for creating mankind when he saw the evil intent of man's heart shows us that man was created to do good. Evil activity by mankind only brings God's judgment. God also created us to share his life with us, and also created us to live his goodness through our lives here on earth. Our involvement in evil activity disappointed God and caused him to bring the floodwaters against humanity. We can see very clearly what happens when there is participation in evil activity, as we read in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. For if God did not spare the angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them in chains of darkness to be held for judgment. If he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others. We should therefore take heed not to associate with any kind of evil, but to seek only to include in our lives the goodness of God. Secondly, the ark is a picture of Jesus. Those inside the ark were safe from corruption and safe from destruction. Even in this early time, God was showing humanity a foreshadow of Jesus Christ. Only therefore he can lead us to his Son, just as he led Noah and his family into the ark and closed the door, as we read in Genesis 7, verses 15 to 16. Pairs of all creatures that have the breath of life in them came to Noah and entered the ark. The animals going in were male and female of every living thing, as God had commanded Noah. Then the Lord shut him in. While Noah, his family, and animals were safe in the ark, we read in Genesis 7, verses 23 to 24, every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out. People and animals and the creatures that move along the ground and the birds were wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those with him in the ark. The waters flooded the earth for 150 days. After all flesh was destroyed, apart from Noah and all who were in the ark, God made a covenant with the earth. He set a rainbow in the cloud as a sign never to flood the earth again. Here's the principle of God's rainbow. Being aware of the divine principle of the rainbow and being able to use it at the right moment in your life is a huge advantage. God used the rainbow as a sign of his covenant with us to never again bring about a flood that would destroy all life on earth. Whenever you see a rainbow, the colors are pleasant and calm. It never overstates its presence. It is somewhat serene. In fact, it's an instrument of serenity. It stops chaos, catastrophe, and destruction. In a world that confronts us today with depression, drug abuse, alcoholism, and various types of addictions, the principle of God's rainbow is a breath of fresh air. For instance, you can wake up in a depressive mood, but all you have to do to help yourself is to adapt the principle of God's rainbow. Do something sane and colorful, not overstating itself. Something to avoid chaos, catastrophe, and destruction. This is the principle of God's rainbow. It is a covenant that he made with us, never to destroy all flesh, to include the birds, cattle, and every beast of the earth by a flood again. The rainbow also gives us an insight into the compassion and love of God for humanity. This was God giving the relationship between him and mankind a new lease of life, a new beginning, a new insight, a second chance to experience his goodness. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Have you heard what God has done for you and me? Because He wants to live with us eternally. He wrote a book in which He's written all the names. So live right, 'cause life is not a game. The book of life is a wonderful archive. It's full of names to escape. You're listening, and be ready.